This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we return. Hopefully everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend. We pay tribute, pay homage, and thank to all the veterans who gave their life for the United States and for this country and to make it what it is today. Hope everyone out there was able to enjoy a day of relaxation, family time, whatever you did. And no Phillies yesterday, so you got a day off to kind of decompress after a good weekend, after a great road trip. The Phillies did lose Sunday, but they go 2-1 in Sacramento. Come home 6-1, come home on Memorial Day, and now play tonight against the Braves with the best record in all of baseball. There's very few things about the positives of the Phillies to nitpick. I mean, really, they're getting a lot of good from a lot of places. You know, they're getting a lot of good from Kyle Schwarber, a lot of good from Trey Turner right now. Depth up and down the lineup. Big pinch hit Saturday night from Kepler, who hasn't been great, but that's a big pinch hit. Resiliency. You know, they are getting big time starting pitching right now, pretty much across the board. And the bullpen, we know, is an issue. It's going to be an issue. They survived Colorado with that issue. They're going to have to fix that, and they're going to have to make big, tough decisions over the next 2 months. But one thing that has been their biggest strength from day one continues to be, and should be, but should it be with some sort of cap, some sort of limit, some sort of restriction, that is their starting pitching. Now, you might be saying, Joe, what are you talking about? The starting pitching's great. Why are you going to mess with the starting pitching? Well, what I wonder is, do the Phillies have to pull back a little bit on their starters' workload, okay? On Friday night, Zach Wheeler, 108 pitches, his season high. Jesus Luzardo threw 105 pitches Sunday against the A's. Fifth time in six starts, he's top 100. Remember, this is a guy that last year only pitched about 60 innings because of injury. The Phillies have the most starts in Major League Baseball this year of at least six innings. They have gone seven innings 12 times. That's two more than any other team. Sometimes we get calls to the midday show saying, well, why do we take our starters out so early? Well, it's actually the opposite. The Phillies leave their starters in longer than any team in baseball. They lead baseball, the starting rotation, with 4,907 pitches. And this is from Scott Lauber, the statistic, 92.6 per start. Okay, and the other side of that is the Phillies, I believe, are trying to win games and trying to mitigate their use of their bullpen. The Phillies bullpen, third lowest workload in baseball, 171 and two-thirds innings pitched. Some of these numbers from Scott Lauber's piece over the Inquirer today. Really good piece. Check it out. But it's fine. It's good. It's gotten them where they are, which is the best record. But the goal isn't to have the best record in April and May and March. The goal is to be prepared for October. And I'm looking at the reality of this rotation and really the how much they're putting on guys like Sanchez and Luzardo right now. And I'm wondering, can they hold up over the course of the full season? We know Nola's down already. We know Walker's been a swing man. We know Suarez just got back. He's going to pitch tonight. And he's pitched seven innings a couple times in a row now. But he hasn't had a history of being able to be very durable over the course of a full season. The only guy you trust right now, you did trust Nola, but obviously having a tough season and the injury right now with the ankle, which clearly isn't getting any better, because they tried to throw a little bit over the weekend and then he didn't respond well. So we'll see when Nola arrives back, but I don't think it's going to be like on a week or so. I think it's going to be more like a month until we see Aaron Nola. We'll see. You know, maybe it's 3 weeks from now we see Aaron Nola, but I don't think he's just like going to roll back into the rotation. I think it's more like 3 weeks to a month till we see him. So the only guy right now you feel super strong about in terms of trust, health, durability, long-term is Zach Wheeler, because he's just stacked a half decade or more of excellence as a Philadelphia Philly. The rest, there's some long-term questions about. And then we know the specter of, well, Nick Abel's there waiting in the wings. He pitched last Sunday. We know the specter of Andrew Painter is going to arrive at some point. These are all wonderful things and reasons to feel good about where the Phillies are going. But as I look at it, I think we need to back off the rotation a little bit. A little bit. And I'm going to give you, one, the reasons why, and then two, how we could do that. Because it feels to me like the Phillies are pushing the envelope on the rotation a little bit too much for my liking in May to win some baseball games now. And I understand you bank the games now and you figure out October when you get there. The Dodgers do this every year. But the Dodgers always seem to have a long-term view on the rotation, a long-term view on October, a long-term view on everything. I'm a little concerned right now the Phillies are pushing the envelope a lot on starting pitching early in this season. All right, so let's just go to the math on this. The Phillies right now, there's four teams in baseball that have gotten 300 innings from starting pitchers. Actually, five teams. The Royals, the Phillies, the Pirates, the Diamondbacks, and the Cardinals. Five teams. The Phillies are the only team in that have only played 53 games. They're the only team in there. Everybody else has played 54 or 55 games. So they have gotten there with extra games. In fact, the only team in the top seven to play 53 games is the Phillies. Everyone else, the Royals, the Pirates, the Diamondbacks, the Cardinals, the Rangers, the Red Sox, have played at least 54, if not 55, if not 56 games. So the Phillies have played a way smaller schedule in terms of, and then that's two games, right? That's even on the small scale, that's 10 innings. So you add 10 innings to the mix here, and the Phillies are probably going to be number one. They'll probably get more than just five in each start. They'll probably get, you know, whatever they get. It's been a great rotation. It has been, by wins above replacement, the best rotation in baseball, and by a lot, almost a full win over the Kansas City Royals. I don't want to take that away. I want to preserve that. And I think we need to get to the point where the Phillies get a little bit more to their bullpen and use their bullpen a little bit more. I'm going to speak specifically about Lizardo, Suarez, Sanchez. Again, Wheeler is such a great pitcher and such a dominant pitcher. Right now, he leads baseball in innings. He leads baseball in starts. He has a 2.42 ERA. He has 11.2 strikeouts per nine versus 1.8 walks per nine. He leads baseball in whip. His fielding independent pitching is 2.7. Strikeout to walk, 6.29. This might be the best we've ever seen Zach Wheeler pitch. And that's saying, this is the lowest whip he's ever sported. This is the best hits per nine he's ever sported. This is the highest strikeouts per nine, tied for the lowest walks per nine. This is the best version of Zach Wheeler we've seen. His best ERA plus, I mean, this is the best. Second best fielding independent pitching, only behind 2021 when he finished second in the Cy Young. This feels like it might be the year for Wheels to get that Cy Young award and to really be the guy that, you know, we talk about when his career's over. It's like, should we put him in the Hall of Fame? You know, I heard something on the broadcast a couple days ago where they were describing Wheeler, and it was like, well, he's talked about after this contract's over, just being done. He wants to be done. And if he is, I think he's going to end up as a fascinating, and I mean truly fascinating, Hall of Fame candidate, because his value right now and his value over the last 10 years tells you, and his postseason tells you, you got to consider him for the Hall of Fame. But he probably hasn't racked up enough total value to get there. He's at 37.2 WAR. Let's say he gets to easily 40, if not 41, by the end of the year. Can he get to 50 WAR by the end of his career? I think he could. You get to 50 WAR, you kind of put yourself in that Johan Santana range, and I think he's got a real chance to be there. Anyway, I digress on Wheeler. He's the only one I don't worry about. I worry about Sanchez, who has walked a lot lately. Christopher Sanchez has not had a sterling strikeout-to-walk ratio his last few times out. I mean, we're talking about a guy now. He didn't walk anyone in Colorado, but he's walked in his last five starts, 3-3-3-0-3. So we're talking about, over that time, 11, 19, 32 strikeouts to 12 walks. It's not even a 3-to-1 ratio. It's more average than it's great. I think his walks are up significantly. It's up. His walks are up a walk per nine over last year. It's pretty different. His strikeout to walk ratio is down to 3.25 after being at 3.48 last year. His ERA is 3.17. His FIP is 3.44. I think he has pitched more like a number three than he has a number two. And with Lizardo pitching as a number two, that's okay, but that's the reality of right now. I don't love the way Sanchez is pitching. Now, let's talk about Lizardo. I love the way Lizardo's pitching. I mean, legitimate Cy Young conversation we had last week here on the podcast. I think he will get votes. I think Wheeler's the favorite right now, or one of the favorites in the National League, but Lizardo's got a fielding in the pitching of 2.25. He's got a 4-1 strikeout to walk. He's got 77 strikeouts in 67 innings. It's big time stuff from Jesus Lizardo. But let's go to Jesus Lizardo's career. Okay? He has made...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's just put it this way. Jesus Lizardo has had 1 year where he pitched over 100 innings in a season. That was 2023, 178.2 innings, struck out 10.5 per nine. His number is actually pretty similar to then to now. Whip's a little better now, but the strikeout rate's pretty similar. The walk rate's pretty similar. He hasn't given up home runs as much now as he did then, but it's probably going to even itself out. He's having a pretty similar year to when he had 2 years ago when he was a top 15 pitcher in baseball. It's wonderful. But then he backed that up again with 66.2 innings and a back issue. He's gone up, down, up, down. And the back's been a thing for him. And you kind of project out what he's doing and you say, well, we got about a third of the season left. Is he going to make 33 starts and toss, 200 innings? He could. And maybe he's having one of those years and the Phillies talk about their training staff and Lizardo was quoted in the Lauber article talking about how he's comfortable here and going to the training staff, get treatment, even if he's not quote-unquote hurt, but just to keep him healthy. A lot of good with the training staff, and I know they use science and technology and data and analytics to keep guys healthy. But there's something about innings and pitches, and you can only do so much when you pile them on an arm. And until you know arms can handle it, I take a little deep breath. So as much as it scares me, and as much as I don't want to do it from a we got to win this game tonight perspective against the Braves, I'm going to the game tonight, by the way. If you see me, say hi. I'll be there with my wife and my kids watching the Phillies and the Braves. It's one of those things where I have to be willing, if I'm Topper, to lose a game in late May to preserve my arms for October. And let's just use Suarez. He's pitching tonight. Suarez is one of the guys that is always banged up, never gets through a full season. Already has been on the IL with a back issue. Now, we'll see. The Braves don't have great numbers against lefties. I think that's why the Phillies wanted to put a couple lefties in the series. Great. But the Cunha's back now. It's probably going to even that stuff out. But let's say Suarez pitches well tonight. Is Suarez the guy tonight you want to let him go into the seventh again for the third straight start? Or you want to back off a little bit? The Phillies need to find some guys they could trust in that bullpen. They really, it's been a better week or so for Kirkering getting out of some jams. Strom, I haven't loved the stuff all year, but the results have been there. And then there's Romano, who was doing well until he got hit around in Sacramento. So, those are the three they're kind of relying on right now at the back end. Everything else is just totally up in the air between Ross and Ruiz. I mean, there's just not much to trust, but someone's got to emerge here. Someone has to emerge. And as the Phillies progress through the season, I've been chomping at the bit and hitting the drum of they need to make one of these young pitchers a reliever. Well, the other thing they could do if they want to continue down this path is they need to go to a six-man rotation. And if Zach Wheeler doesn't like it, he's going to have to get over it because the team and what's best for everybody else in the rotation dictates this is what's probably going to be best. The Dodgers do it. Smart teams do it. Otani, when he comes back in the rotation a couple months, the Dodgers are clearly going to do it. The Phillies are going to have to find a way to keep these guys healthy over the course of the full season and pitching as many innings as they are right now and throwing as many pitches per game, I find it hard to believe they're going to keep them all healthy. Now, because they have Painter and because they have Abel, maybe they don't care. Maybe they'll just be like, hey, we're going to run the football 30 times a game, and if we lose a couple running backs, we've got a couple more in the practice squad in the stable, we got the great offensive line. Like the theory of a running game is a team thing and you don't need the individuals. Well, okay, if it's not Wheeler and maybe not Lizardo, could they survive? Yeah, they could. because I think Painter could come up here and be better than Suarez or Nola or whatever, that or Walker. That's fine. So they have reinforcements to keep this going. I'm just saying that they're going to have a lot of innings. They're going to have a lot of pitches by the end of the season on these arms. And then they need to back off a little bit. Six-man rotation down the line when some of these guys come up. Use the bullpen a little bit more. Maybe make that trade for the bullpen reinforcement or move someone to the bullpen quicker. You know, I've talked about Ranger for weeks and weeks. Ranger could give them length out of the bullpen. So when it's a day when Taiwan goes, or it's a day, let's say, Sanchez or Luzardo up their pitch count, right? A lot of walks from Sanchez. It's the fourth inning. Maybe get him out that day. I mean, save that 7 or 8 or 9 inning start for when he's dominant, like he's been at times the last couple of years when he really has his stuff. That's all on the table for the Phillies. But as much as it is a positive that these starting pitchers are doing what they're doing right now, you got to be careful. Because I thought last year the Phillies ran out of gas. I thought the Phillies as a team, an older team, ran out of gas in the second half. They're off to a wonderful start record-wise. And they look like a team right now that could reel off 90-plus wins again and make the playoffs and fight with the Mets all year, maybe the Braves, for this division. But they're going to need their starting pitchers to be healthy the whole year. Maybe it needs a break for one of these guys. Maybe it means a phantom IL sit for another guy when Nola comes back. Maybe you rotate that. I don't know all the answers, but I do know the numbers. I do know the facts. It's a lot of innings on this starting rotation. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. My email newsletter, I saw a comment in one of the reviews where someone said, how can I get the newsletter? Here is how you get the newsletter. And if you missed it, I think I've given it out before, but it's very simple. joe-gilio-sports.beehiv.com. That's the link. If you send me something on social media, email, I'll send it to you directly. But you type that in, joe-gilio-sports.behiv.com. That's where my newsletter resides. You can subscribe for free, daily email newsletter. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.